Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I got some things I want to say. But first, before we really talk about what I want to say, I have some things that I want to tell you about what somebody else said. You know what I like? You know, I like to get other voices on this show. You know, you can accuse me of being an obnoxious egomaniac talk show host, and that's fine. But you gotta admit, you know, I share the stage with some pretty smart people, our Brain Trust members, and I like to do that. I like to get other obnoxious egomaniacal folks on the show with me. But seriously, this is a quote from somebody that I think is really important and really appropriate for today, and I want to see if you recognize who this person is talking about. And the person I'm talking about is Theodore Roosevelt, President Theodore Roosevelt, TR as he was often called, the 26th President of the United States. This quote is a little more than 100 years old, and I think it's I think you'll like it. And so just bear with me. It's a little bit of a long quote, but I think you're going to love the language, and you're going to I'm going to talk about what he's talking about, what he's mentioning, what he's alluding to, when I get through reading the quote to you. This is from Theodore Roosevelt over 100 years ago. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or the doer of deeds, or where the doer of deeds could have been done better. The credit belongs to the man who was actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who at the best knows in the end of triumph of high achievement? In the end, the triumph of high achievement. And who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. That's the end of the quote from Theodore Roosevelt. Now, do you recognize anybody? Did you see someone that you know in that quote? I'm going to read a couple of quick things here. Who strives valiantly, but who errs? Who comes short again and again? Who knows great enthusiasms and great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? And when things are great, knows the triumph of achievement. And when things aren't great, who fails? But when he fails, he fails greatly. Who fails daringly. And that, my friends, is you. That's who he's talking about, you small business owners. He's talking about you entrepreneurs. Find this quote. Look for Theodore Roosevelt quotes, and you'll find this little passage. And he's talking about America's small business owners. He's talking about the people who have made this country what it is, and who didn't create the problems that we have right now, but who will be the people who will lead us out of these problems. If this country, ladies and gentlemen, if this country recovers at all, and I think it will, I know that it will, I'm confident that it will, that we will, but whenever that happens, It won't be because of big businesses. It won't be because of the government. In fact, it might even be in spite of the government. And I mean that with as sincerely as I can say it and with as much respect for our government as I have. But it will probably be in spite of our government, because I don't think the government creates solutions. I think it creates problems. And you and I, small business owners, we create solutions. And so whatever happens to us will depend upon you and me. Theodore Roosevelt said it 100 years ago. When you know, right now in 2009, mistakes are being made. I'm making them. You're making them. We can't worry about our mistakes. We can only focus on what we can do and the things that happen that we can do that are successes. And you know what? Successes often come following failure. And I love another quote that I use all the time from Thomas Edison. He said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work. So don't be afraid of failing. Don't be afraid of erring, as Theodore Roosevelt called it. Don't be afraid of your shortcomings. Because through the crucible of those events, those things that you do that don't work out so well, through that crucible of events following that comes successes, comes an understanding, comes knowledge, comes wisdom, comes performance, and therefore opportunity. And that's how you and I work. As the kids say these days, that's how we roll, isn't it? And that's the reason why I'm so proud of you, small business owners. I'm so proud of what you're doing. I worry about your attitude. I'm worried about all the fear that's out there. But I want you to know that you're so important to our future. You are critically important to our future. Wall Street is not going to save America. The banks are not going to save America. The Fortune 500 companies are not going to save America. One day they'll kick in. One day they will contribute. But the first contributors, the first sign of recovery in America will be in the small business sector. You, small business owners, will do this. You're who Theodore Roosevelt was talking about. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for checking it out and using it to your advantage. We built it just for you. No barriers to entry. If you can get there, you can come in and use it. Hang out with us, use our stuff. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. When you get there, we'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. My blog is there. You'll be able to see the blog posts that I put up every week, several a week, and I hope you'll like those. My knowledge base, you can check out askjim.biz and when you get there. So lots and lots of stuff there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. How did you like the quote from Theodore Roosevelt? He's talking about you folks when he says, you're the people who strive valiantly and you do err. You come short again and again because there is no effort without error. Everything we do, we make lots of mistakes, don't we? We always do. We're always going to. But he says, you're the ones who know the great devotions. You're the ones who spend yourself in a worthy cause. You're the ones who know the triumph of achievement. And when you fail daringly. But here's the last part that I love this. He said, but your name shall never be with those timid, cold souls who know neither victory nor defeat. You know both, small business owners, and it's that spirit. It's your spirit. It's your entrepreneurial spirit that is almost uniquely American. Now, it's not American. It's not that Americans have a DNA different from other people with regard to entrepreneurship, but our culture, our society promotes entrepreneurship. That's what it is. It's not that you and I are better than anybody else, Americans, with regard to entrepreneurship. It's that our culture fosters this attitude, or at least let me say this: in the past, it has. I'm worried about our future. I'm not worried about you, small business owners. I'm worried about the environment that you and I are entering, that is being prepared for us. And I have to say this, because I can only be honest with you, as I always have been. I believe that our entrepreneurial way of life is being attacked. I believe we're being assaulted right now by people who don't understand what I said in the previous segment. They don't understand. They give lip service to this, but they truthfully don't understand that the sector of the marketplace that can literally lead us out of where we are right now is the small business sector. They don't get that. They don't understand it. They talk about it. They invoke our names quite often, but their policies that are being proposed by our government are not consistent with their language. And so you and I are being assaulted. Let me give you some specific examples. This week, the so-called Employee Free Choice Act was introduced in the House and the Senate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an assault on small business. This is the what they call the card check bill. This is where the essence of this bill is to take away the secret ballot for forming a union in a business. Now, that's as un-American as any legislation I've ever seen. That's one of the assaults that's happening to us right now. I don't think it's going to pass, but that doesn't mitigate the fact that somebody introduced this. And to introduce it as a bill, to give it a chance to come to life, isn't, in my opinion, that's nothing less than an act of war on small business. I believe you and I are and may be more at war than we've ever been before. Here are other things that I'm concerned about: raising our taxes. Now, the president talks about only raising it on the top 2%. Many small business owners fall into that category, not because they're rich, but because their business income puts their personal income up into that level. But the income from their business that becomes taxable personally is not cash that they have. It's in the assets of the business. It's in inventory and receivables, and yet they'll have to pay taxes on that this year, and their taxes will go up whenever their taxes are raised. Some people in our government don't understand that if you and I kept that money, we would put it back to work for our business, therefore helping the economy. There are people who invoke the name of small business who don't get that, and they don't act that way with the policies that they create. Another thing I'm concerned about that I think is going to be no less than declaring, than attacking us is the cap and trade movement, the commoditization of carbon, and that the government would then regulate. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be nothing less than a tax on the way you and I do business. On everything that we touch, that will go up because of this cap and trade proposal that's being proposed right now. That carbon is going to become a commodity. It's also probably going to become if they have their way, it'll become a poisonous gas, a dangerous gas, a regulated gas, carbon dioxide, I should say. These are all things that are going to hurt your and my ability to take this economy back to where it needs to be. And so what I'm saying to you is I want you to think about what Theodore Roosevelt said. He was talking about you, small business owners, because you are not timid. Your souls are not timid. Your souls are valiant. You believe in what you do. You have the passion and the belief and you're true to what you do. I want you to have the maximum opportunity to follow your dreams, but we're going to have to fight this war on these things that we're being attacked with. We're going to have to pay attention to those things, and I'll keep reminding you as long as I draw breath. 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.